What a night for the River Valley Panthers. They bounce back after a week one loss and win on the road against Conemaugh Township, 39-14 the score. It got started pretty quickly. River Valley in their opening possession of the game took it 80 yards on three plays. It was capped off by a 60-yard rushing touchdown by Sam Yanitz and an extra point by Cole Hagathorn made it 7-0. Later on in the first, around the 5:52 mark, Yanitz capped off a 7-play, 63-yard drive with a 14-yard rush, his second score. A missed extra point made it 13-0 at that point. In the early moments of the second quarter, River Valley got their third touchdown of the game, and it was unconventional, to say the least. Gavin Burkhart pinned the Indians deep in their own zone. A 49-yard punt set them up in their own six, and the running back, Dawson Statler, was stuffed big in the end zone, and the ball popped free. Michael Wayno, the nose guard for River Valley, fell on top of the rock and was able to get a touchdown on the board for River Valley. A failed two-point conversion made it 19-0 at that point. Then Sam Yanitz added another rushing touchdown with 3:14 to go in the second quarter, capping off a 7-play, 69-yard drive. He carried it in from 23 yards out. The missed two-pointer made it 25-0, and the Panthers got one more score before the halftime intermission on a 2-play, 77-yard drive at the 2:02 mark in the half. Gavin Burkhart lined up in the Wildcat form, and it looked like it was going to be a keeper, but instead he pulled up and fired it downfield, hitting Caden Brezolovic at the 50-yard line, and he took it into the house, a 73-yard touchdown pass, and an extra point made it 32-0 at halftime. River Valley opened the third quarter with a 3-play, 79-yard scoring drive at 4:27. Sam Ewing, the third-string running back and starting wide receiver, got his first rushing touchdown of the game. He carried it 78 yards to the house, and Heckathorn's extra point made it 39-0 at that point. Conemaugh Township, well, they were almost shut out through three quarters, but backup quarterback Grayson Studer found Cam Dunn for 77 yards on a two-play, 87-yard drive. They were able to capitalize on a fumble by junior or JV player Hunter Adair for River Valley, who fumbled it deep in Indians territory, and an extra point made it 39-7. The final scoring play of the game came with 3:33 to go in the game, 6 plays, 71 yards. Caden Valentine took it in from 53 yards out, and the extra point made it 39-14. Indians got the ball one more time before the game ended, but River Valley's defense pounced on them, and they turned the ball over on downs. River Valley just took it into the final seconds, and they pick up a 39-14 win over the Indians. Leading the way against all players, Sam Yanitz, 13 carries for 143 yards and 3 touchdowns on the game. Gavin Burkhart carried the ball 10 times for 75 yards, also went 1-of-1 passing with 73 yards and a touchdown out of that Wildcat formation. Sam Ewing carried the ball just once for 78 yards and a touchdown. Caden Brezolovic hauled in 2 passes for 78 yards and a touchdown in the game. River Valley's defense, they were prolific as well. They forced 4 turnovers on the Indians' offense, 3 interceptions, one by Merrick Smith, Jack Rummel, and Brody Stuller, and then the aforementioned fumble recovery in the end zone by nose guard Michael Wayno. It was just a game of defense for River Valley as well as an offensive explosion. And leading the way for Conemaugh Township, not very many numbers to tell you about. Grayson Studer, the backup quarterback, was the big performer. 3-of-6 passing with 89 yards and a touchdown. Cameron Dunn, the main wide receiver, hauled in 3 catches for 92 yards and a touchdown. As a team, Conemaugh Township mustered just 20 yards of offense on 19 plays in the first half alone, while River Valley put up 312 yards on 26 plays in the first two quarters. Final stats, Conemaugh Township added 158 yards throughout the final two frames to finish with 38 plays and 178 yards. River Valley, they played conservative through the final two quarters, ran 40 total plays for 382 yards. Conemaugh Township will look to rebound next week when they are on the road for the first of back-to-back road games. They will face off against the United Valley Lions. River Valley will return to Blairsville and open up the new athletic complex as they host the Portage Mustangs on Friday night. But for now, River Valley evens their record at 1-1 with a 39-14 win on the road over Conemaugh Township. For your hometown radio station, this is Jake Slobotnick.